You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I am here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. If you know anything about me, you know that I am obsessed with oracle cards and tarot cards. I have been fascinated by tarot specifically since I was about 14, but it's funny because I never actually got my own tarot deck until I was well into, I believe, my mid-20s or perhaps early 20s. And now I'm almost pushing 40. So it is insane. The ride that we go through, the exploration, the things that we witness and unfold and unearth as we embark on our lives. It is a train of events, a series of events. I almost said series of unfortunate events, thinking about that video or that movie. Anyways, what I'm going to do today is a little different, even though I'm not on video right now, which I do that as well. But as you're listening to this, I'm actually going to be using oracle cards for your reading. The cards that I'm using is I want you to think about and visualize, because you can do this, the cards that I'm using. Because visualization, as you imagine, this is tapping into your psychic abilities as well, your intuitive abilities. You are using the part of yourself as you visualize what I am speaking of. You're using the part of yourself that helps you enhance your intuitive aspects, your psychic aspects, your clairvoyant, clairsentient aspects of the self as the human. So going back, the cards that I'm using are called Healing Cards by Carolyn Mace. The artwork is fascinating. It is through Hay House, which I adore Hay House Publishing. It's a daily practice for maintaining spiritual balance. The visuals are vibrant, beautiful. They remind me of when I was a little girl. I had this board game, and I don't remember what it was called. But there are different patterns. It looks like fabrics, actually, that they used in the artwork on the cards. And they patch these different shapes in order to create a whole visual. So I'm going to shuffle the cards as you can hear me doing this. And we're going to receive a card for the moment, for the day. And so a card actually just flew out. And that happens often. So you can shuffle the cards however you want. You can shuffle them, and then pick out a card. Or you can shuffle them until a card comes flying out or pops out or sort of stands out a little bit or something that you're drawn to. That's what happened just now. A card actually came out. And it is of, actually, it feels like it's a neutral image of whether it's a man or a woman or a child. This person is standing on the edge of the coast somewhere. The clouds are blue, light blue. They're streaming through. It's windy out. And it says on the card, without hope, we live in desire. Without hope, we live in desire. And on the back, it says, ask yourself, what are my desires? Then ask, what are my genuine needs? So what are my desires and what are my genuine needs? Discover how casually you desire things that have no real value for you. Then you'll realize how easily you lose your power. This is so interesting because this makes me think of getting caught up in this lifestyle, this humanness of obtaining stuff. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of when we order things from Amazon and they show up at our doorstep. I don't know if this has ever happened to you before, I'm assuming so. And you forget what you ordered. You're like, holy shit, I don't even remember what I ordered. What is in this box? You open it and you're like, oh, okay. So it's so easy to get caught up in obsessing over really unnecessary things. Of course, we have the things that are necessary that we need in our lives. And then there's this other aspect where we just drown ourselves in buckets and buckets and bins of physical stuff. Now, this is part of the consumerism aspect of this life, where we have moved and shifted from a simple lifestyle as a human to accessing things quite quickly, literally that day, oftentimes, especially with Amazon now. So in one sense, it's a good thing that we can get what we need. And in another sense, it's really distracting ourselves from our true, genuine, deeply innate needs. So on the surface, they can be desires, but deeply down within our souls, what is it that we're in need of? Usually that comes down to connection, love, feeling accepted, feeling heard, being able to express ourselves. So it's all tapping into this expression of who we are, rather than materialistic aspects of our lives. Now, not saying that we can't have those materialistic aspects, because that's what makes life fun as well. And we need clothes, right? We need to keep warm. And that's part of expressing ourselves as well. And I believe I just said that like twice in a row. And so it's essential to have a balance of both, right? So discovering how casually you desire things that have no real value for you. So getting back to the basics, right? My granny, she gave me this book a long, long time ago, and it's called Back to the Basics. The book is still in circulation. It's still being sold. I have one of the original books. She has her dried flowers in there, and I appreciate all of that, and I really do need to get back to that book, Back to the Basics. That's about building the foundation of your life, communing, connecting, and really seeing what Mother Nature is all about, because we are Mother Nature. And when we get distracted with, you know, silly things that don't really have true meaning, it's like, it reminds me of like just getting caught up at a store. And you, at least for me, you know, especially like bookstores, right? I'm obsessed with books. And I'll be walking around and I've got like 10 books in my hand, even when I go to the library. And it's like, I know that I'm not going to read all of these books, but there's something about the book that brings me comfort. But that's something that I am trying to get through myself and try to understand why I feel I need to be, why I feel I need to be drowning in these books, right? I say drowning, but that might be a little overboard, right? Might be a little dramatic, but we do. So what is it in your life that you have too much of that's just unnecessary? We start to become aware of how our stuff distracts us from our true value in life, our true dreams, our true, deep desires, right? So there's the surface desires, what we think we need, and then we have it, and then we don't really pay attention to it, and then what we really, really do need. There's a difference. And so we step into our lives and we become stressed out oftentimes, and we look around and we think, oh my God, we have too much stuff. Oftentimes, not always, but in those moments, we come to a point where we're like, okay, we need to get rid of this stuff, because each item that you have impacts you directly, indirectly, energetically, certainly. And it might not have to do with stuff. It might not have to do with like materialistic. This could also have to do with like relationships, for example. You know, we obtain and seek out all these relationships in order to distract ourselves in some way. So it's all a sort of distraction rather than getting down to the deeper surface, the shadow aspect of ourselves, this side of ourselves that we might be afraid to witness or bring to the forefront or step in front of because we don't know what that'll bring about. What will that bring about for us? And so this is Spirit encouraging you to allow yourself to experience full frontal, witnessing, taking the mask off, recognizing what it is deep down that your soul is really needing. What is your soul needing on a soul level? Not necessarily on a physical level. It could have aspects of physicality. Is it expression? Is it talking about something? Is it letting go of something? Is it speaking your truth? Is it moving on? Is it finally being fully the person that you know that you are, despite the fear? Despite the discomfort, that you know that you need to express yourself in the way that will be most beneficial to you. Shedding what no longer serves you and your path. Letting those things go and trusting that the path is going to unfold for you quite beautifully. Along the way, it might be scary. It might feel uncertain. But it's recognizing the beliefs that you have and allowing for those beliefs to open up, to crack open, to see what they're really about. Are they really your beliefs or is this something that was old and outdated and what that means for you? So if you would like to see this card that I've pulled out, you can head to my website at tabithastit.com. You can sign up for my newsletter and I will send you the card this week in that newsletter. If you miss out, you can always request for it as well. Maybe I'll post it on my website somewhere, but I can't guarantee that because times are moving, times are changing, and things are beautiful. So reassess, take the time to assess in your life, get real, journal it out, what it is that you think that you desire and what it is that your soul really needs. Compare the two and you'll know the answer. Oftentimes we think we don't know the answer, but we do. You do. You know it. It's helpful to receive outside input from others as well. It's helpful. It's guiding. It's what I do as well. And for myself, as I receive guidance from others and what I offer out as well to you as a client, to a student, to a confidant. So it's this blending of both, right? It's this acceptance of both, acceptance of what we need to let go of and acceptance of what we truly need on a soul level. So I do hope that this was helpful for you and I would love to hear from you. You can share this, let me know. Rate this, subscribe. We're all here helping one another in our own individual ways. We all have beautiful gifts to share, to honor, to express, to be ourselves. So as you move forward, slowly but surely, or perhaps quickly as well, things will reveal themselves more and more and more. This is what the path is all about. It's just learning about who you are, embracing yourself fully, compassionately, wholly. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastit.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.